episode 301, Creating Discipline in the Midst of Distractions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, ladies. How are you feeling this wonderful, magnificent, glorious day? I pray the sunshine is shining bright for you. I know fall is beginning to set in. We've got some cold weather coming up our way. So I hope for you that at least you have some sunshine in your life. Today, guess what? We are talking about creating discipline in the midst of distractions. Are you distracted in life? Do you have yourself coming and going? Are you burning the candle at both ends? We are going to chat about that today. For those of you who are brand new, welcome, welcome to the family. I am so thrilled that you are here and you warm my heart by just being here, literally, and listening, because if you weren't listening, I wouldn't be chatting, would I? So I'm glad that you're here. I want you to come in, grab a seat. You know, if you're running or if you're, you know, listening as you're on your way and commuting, you know, just absorb all of this information, because we've got a good one here. We really, really have a good one. Now, I need to get some domestic beauties out of the way. And real quick, we are on the 60-day push. This is day number what? We are on day 6. Whoop, whoop. Can you just, you know, raise the roof a little bit? Yes, it is day 6 now. So you have 54 days left. If you have not yet signed up for the good old tools and strategies, you need to text 60-day push, that's 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. That is 60-day push to the number 44222. And remember, 60-day push is all one word. There is no spaces, all right? And there are. You will get tools and strategies. You only have to do it one time. And throughout this whole 60 days, you will get periodically emails. I promise you, you can unsubscribe anytime. I am not going to spam you and blast you with things. I want to give you useful tools, great reminders to keep you moving forward. What? To ring in 2016 with massive momentum. That's what you really want to do. You want to create your now. So let's talk about that. How can you do it? Well, number one, you've got to learn to create discipline in the midst of distractions. Life is busy. Life is plain hectic and chaotic. There are obstacles. There are challenges every single day. If you are a mom, oh my gosh, you just tripled it, right? Because it doesn't matter how many children you have. The more you have, yes, it's more complicated. But you see, it's still complicated with one child. It's complicated when you're just pregnant even. It's complicated. And those complications bring up what? Distractions. And our little distractions, you may not even have children, but you may have furry kids. Yes, we're talking about kitty cats and puppy dogs. Okay, maybe guinea pigs and ferrets too. But regardless, your life is full of distractions. Think about it. Distractions are ever present. Everywhere you go, there are distractions. Life itself, as you take it and it comes every single day, life is just a bigger distraction. You right now, you are working on something specific, your daily and timed goals. Remember, our daily goals are what? There are habits. There are process goals. Our timed goals are what? The outcome goals. They're the goals that have an end date. Remember, habits don't have end dates. So that's what you're working on. And you're working on something specific. Have you replied to my email yet? Have you written down, these are my goals, Christiane? I would love to know your goals. I'm working on mine too. And I will share those with you here in the next few days to come. So what are you waiting for? What is holding you back? Are you going to continue to allow your distractions to be what? Your excuses. Yep, I said it. Distractions end up becoming our excuses. What does that mean? Well, we just kind of talked about the furry kids as the puppy dogs and the kitty cats and the guinea pigs and the ferrets. But we also talked about the children. And I forgot to mention the hubby. Yes, your awesome sweetheart. They are all distractions. You may love them to pieces, but they're distractions at times, right? They are. I mean, we got to be flat out honest here. Mine, I have awesome children, but they are distractions. I know that when they are around, certain things can't get done. I know that when I am recording and I want to focus on what I need to do, I really need to do it when they're not around or when my hubby's not around. Not because I don't want them here, but unless if I want them really to help me with the podcast specifically, they become literally a distraction. I lose my train of thought. I'm thinking about things that I feel like I need to be doing for them or with them. So when they become my distraction, they become what? My excuse. Are you using your children as an excuse? Are you using your hubby as an excuse to not reach the goals that you desire, whether they're your time goals or your daily goals, which leads to ultimately what? Your dreams. One thing that you must understand, and this is really, really important, so I want you to pay attention to this, because I mentioned earlier, too, about what? The distractions can also be being pregnant. It could be a brand new job. You, when you're going through life, you are in a season of life, and you need to understand where you are in your life. What is your season? Because there's a time and a place for everything in the seasons. If you have little children that need your attention, that require your assistance, you are not going to be able to give 45 to 55 minutes of your time to a project that is not interrupted time. It's just not going to happen. And that's being frankly honest with yourself. But I see so many moms and even our dads, okay, men and women alike. They're trying to do things in the nooks and crannies, and their season of life isn't really the right time to be trying that. Now, is it impossible to do things? Oh, no, it's not. Can you do things at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning? Yes, but you know what? You need to be getting sleep too. Because you know what? You're just aging yourself faster. Why? That's not healthy living. Again, in your season of life, what you're doing, you have to ultimately create balance. As much as I do not like that word, it's harmony. You've got to have everything be able to blend together. Those distractions can be blessed distractions, but they're not always good excuses. But if you learn to work within the season of your life that you're at and you become disciplined, magic happens then. Magic, I tell you, magic happens. So what happens if you let those distractions become excuses, which leaves basically what? No room for routine. Routine is thrown out the window. Guess what? You've got discipline to the rescue, don't you? Discipline's got to come in. You must be intentional and diligent with the moments in your day. Hence, disciplined. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to exercise discipline? When you exercise discipline, you are creating routine. This leads to daily goals being met, and soon your timed goals too. Dreams are accomplished. Jim Rohn said this, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment." Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Are you ready to feel accomplished? Remember, just in the previous episode 300, we talked about what? You are excellence. You are excellence, though, is because you're always moving forward, right? You're progressing forward. You're taking the next step. That allows you to be accomplished in that particular step. But if you're ready to be accomplished and take it to the nth degree and realize those dreams and make them a reality or come really close to them, you can have all of that. But what must you have? You must create discipline in the midst of your distractions. The question really is, are you ready for it? Okay, but I know the answer, right? And so do you. You are ready for it. You wouldn't have sit here this long listening to me chit-chat away with you. As we drink our coffee, actually, I'm drinking my lemon water. because it's soothing my throat. You know, I still got all this crud happening. I probably sound a little bit nasally. I'm so sorry if I do. I'll just get my low voice on for you. Okay. So, seriously, though, you got to know that discipline is imperative. It is pertinent to you accomplishing your daily and timed goals. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment, and you are ready for it, and this is how you can do it. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Are you ready? From your KISS coach, get back to basics. Yeah. Yeah, it's that easy. Get back to basics. Now, you're like, okay, yeah, I don't believe this one. Okay, well, we're going to try something here. I want you to go into imaginary land with me. How many mops are out there on the market? Yeah, M-O-P-S, mops. Like the things you clean your floor with. Okay, if you're not cleaning your floor with a mop, then I'm not sure what you're cleaning it with. But in my day and age, in the old days, we called them mops. Well, do you know how many different mops have come out over the years? I mean, they even have infomercials on mops. You can go to home shopping stations like HSN and QVC and all of those. And do you know how many different mops they sell and the different types of fabric? Do you know I have invested in, okay, not a ton of them, but you know, every once in a while, you probably know the brand where they, if they first came out with one that you just kind of put something, it had basically like a sponge on it. It wasn't really a sponge. And it's called Swiffer, for those of you. And no, I'm not being paid for this. I'm just using this. No plug or anything. I'm not at all representing the company. I'm just telling you the story here, okay? Want to make sure we got that clear. So, you know, Swiffer, they had just that little basic pad, right? And it was kind of lubricated, and it made it easy because you could just throw it away. Okay, that was nice, kind of a disposable mop idea. Instead of having to get your hands all dirty and get in the dirty, yucky water and wring your mop out like in the olden days, okay? Well, in the olden, good olden days, what did you really do? You got on your hands and knees, right? Yeah, your hands and knees. Well, Swiffer then came up with a better thing, and they said, oh gosh, these people are so much in a rush that not only do they want their floor sparkly clean, but they also need to vacuum it at the same time. So we can't have it. We're going to combine the two of them. So they combine this thing that would suck up your dirt and then clean it at the same time. I mean, how many really different mops do you need? Do you really need that many on the market? I mean, I've seen some that have like inch type of spongy type stuff to them. And then I've seen your rope mops, and I've seen the ones where, you know, they're just the disposable like pads and you throw them away. And then there's the old ones that are like just the rinse out pads. And then I think about the janitor mops. Oh my gosh, those things are honking heavy. Now I tell you all of this because you have to get back to basics. And what is the basic mop? Come on, you know the answer. Your hands and knees. And a towel. That was the good olden days. That's what gets ultimately the job done and done the best way. So to get back to basics, number one, simple is better. You got to think about simplicity. There is so much technology out there. We are a technological family here. And we have tablets and phones, and not all of my children have phones. We're not ones that give them at a really young age. Some people do, but we don't. We are very involved in our children's life. And so, however, reading is very important. But the odd thing is we've tried to buy books online. Every single one of us, all of us like the real book. We want to hold the book. I buy them online, but honestly, do I really read them? No. I want the book. My kids love it. When they were growing up, I literally have a library. I mean, downstairs. I have so many books. But when they were growing up, I had a couple of my children, and somewhat one of them still, that they have a little bit of difficulty with reading. And whether you agree with it or not, the testing, it was the speed and how fast they can read so many words per minute, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the thing is I always wanted to practice, and it's easier to carry around your phone that has a book on it than it is to carry around two or three different books. But in actuality, Getting back to basics, it was better to carry the one book. I didn't have to carry two or three or four books. I just needed to have one book. And everywhere we went where we had to wait, we would sit there and we would read the real book. And guess what? Scores improved. Get back to basics. That's number one. Simple is better. Number two, use boundaries. When we talked a little bit about, the excuses and how distractions become excuses, you need to set boundaries. And that's setting boundaries for you, not your children, not your fur babies, not your hubby. You need to set the boundaries for you. If your children are going to school and you know you have a window, or they go and have a play date and you know you have a specific window, you better darn well use that specific window for what you need to accomplish that you can't get done when your children are present. Because if you use it to get on the phone and accept the phone call and chit-chat with your girlfriend, really, and get nothing accomplished, yeah, you caught up with each other. Great. It was wonderful to have the one-on-one interaction. I appreciate the relationship building. But what did you just lose? You lost the opportunity to accomplish what? Yeah, the goal at hand. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Setting boundaries brings what? Discipline. It creates discipline. So you got to use your boundaries. And hey, I'm guilty of it too. It's real easy when I talk to a girlfriend. But you can talk to your girlfriends when the kids are around. But you can't do your work that you need to get done and work on that website, or work on making those three or five network marketing phone calls that you need to do, and have quiet when they're present. Okay? So use it wisely and set your boundaries. Use boundaries. Number three, work in your season of life. I touched on this just a little bit, but it is so important. The reason being, you need to understand that if you are trying to press yourself and say, gosh, if only I was where Christiane is. Well, you know what? I don't have babies anymore in diapers. I am no longer breastfeeding. Yes, I did that. For 10 years, I was pregnant or nursing. That's craziness, but that craziness has stopped. But you may be in the midst of that craziness. And for you to sit here and say, but I want to be where you are, Christiane, it's not your time. So you need to work within your season of life. Does that make sense? That also allows yourself not to beat yourself up, because that's what happens most quickly. You are so quick to begin to judge yourself and almost to create a punishment because, oh, well, you weren't getting what you wanted to do, but because you're in the season of life that you are, you really can't accomplish that. So it's not realistic. It's an idealistic. So you need to be realistic of where you are in your life and work in the season of your life. If your children are old enough and they are going to daycare and you have, or they're going to preschool, like twice a week or whatever, that is prime time. No, ladies, that means that it is not time to go out and have a social event. That means if you are trying to build a business, that is the time that you are working your business to grow it. And if you are not doing an activity that's growing your business, you should not be doing it during that time. Make sense? Because you guys can always go out for coffee and take the kiddos with you. Maybe it's a little more crazy, what, their distractions during the coffee? But what is more important right now to you in your 60-day push? Yes, it's your daily goals and your time goals. Remember, when you exercise discipline, you're creating routine. This leads to daily goals being met and soon your time goals too. Dream accomplished. Are you ready for that challenge? Oh, I know you are. You are here to bring on this 60-day push because you are creative, are creating massive momentum into 2016. I believe in you. You better be believing in yourself too, because if not, man, I'm going to have to come through this microphone. I'm just telling you, because seriously, I mean, this is my heart here. I hear so many excuses when I coach gals and guys. I've coached them both. And when I talk to them and I hear their heartbreak of like, gosh, I'm not where I want to be. And at times they are in tears. And other times they're kind of in like, they're kind of disillusioned. And sometimes they kind of start to cackle and get kind of Looney Tunes on me because they feel like they need to be so much further, but what? They're not creating discipline in the midst of their distractions, and those distractions are becoming excuses, which is totally sabotaging the whole idea of any dream that they want to realize because they can't attempt to even accomplish their daily and timed goals. You do not want to be in that position. I love you too much for that. And I speak this out of love because you are amazing. I want you to accomplish absolutely everything that your heart desires, and especially what God has created in you. Because, I mean, oh, if you don't do that, it's like putting out a light that's supposed to shine, and you are a candle that's supposed to shine so bright. And if you can't tell, I mean, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I don't want you to sit here. You have 54 more days. Every day counts. So start creating discipline in the midst of distractions and go out and get back to basics. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.